7. Back in Capernaum. It was around noon on Monday, May 3, when Jesus and the 12 came to Bethsaida by boat from Tarichaea. They traveled by boat in order to escape those who journeyed with them, but by the next day the others, including the official spies from Jerusalem, had again found Jesus. On Tuesday evening, Jesus was conducting one of his customary classes of questions and answers, when the leader of the 6 spies said to him, "I was today talking with one of John's disciples who was here attending upon your teaching, and we were at a loss to understand why you never command your disciples to fast and pray, as we Pharisees fast, and as John bade his followers." And Jesus, referring to a statement by John, answered this questioner, "Do the sons of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as the bridegroom remains with them, they can hardly fast. But the time is coming when the bridegroom shall be taken away, and during those times, the children of the bride chamber undoubtedly will fast and pray. To pray is natural for the children of light, but fasting is not a part of the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. Be reminded that a wise tailor does not sew a piece of new and unshrunk cloth upon an old garment, lest when it is wet, it shrink and produce a worse rent. Neither do men put new wine into old wineskins, lest the new wine burst the skins, so that both the wine and the skins perish. The wise man puts the new wine into fresh wineskins. Therefore do my disciples show wisdom in that they do not bring too much of the old order over into the new teaching of the gospel of the kingdom. You who have lost your teacher may be justified in fasting for a time. Fasting may be an appropriate part of the law of Moses, but in the coming kingdom the sons of God shall experience freedom from fear and joy in the divine spirit." And when they heard these words, the disciples of John were comforted, while the Pharisees themselves were the more confounded. Then the Master proceeded to warn his hearers against entertaining the notion that all olden teaching should be replaced entirely by new doctrines. Said Jesus, "That which is old and also true must abide, likewise that which is new but false must be rejected. But that which is new and also true, have the faith and courage to accept. Remember it is written, 'Forsake not an old friend, for the new is not comparable to him. As new wine, so is a new friend. If it becomes old, you shall drink it with gladness.'"